And welcome back, George Norrie with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, we're getting lots of emails about your YouTube channel. What's that name again?
Oh, yes. Your Skin Matters on YouTube. If you just Google Your Skin Matters or even Skin Matters or Pharmacist Ben, you'll get a whole bunch of stuff. I just started it about 3-4 months ago. We got several hundred videos up there.
That's good. You recommend, can you keep somebody looking young by working on the skin?
Yeah. Heck yeah. I mean, you got to take care of your nutrition, too, for sure. And you got to eliminate, as we were talking about earlier, anything that's inflammatory. But heck yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. The three most important ingredients topically for your skin, all right, for anti-aging your skin, number one, retinol, which is a form of vitamin A. Number two, fat-soluble, not water-soluble, but fat-soluble vitamin C, goes by the name THDA. And number three, alpha-hydroxy acids. And anybody who's interested in learning more about that, if you just Google my name, and anything to do with the skin, you'll get all kinds of information. I'm all over the internet.
All right, let's go back to the phones. They're lining up for you. Brian in Longmont, Colorado, your neck of the woods,
oh,
Ben.
Yeah.
Hi, Brian. Go
hey,
ahead.
Brian.
Hi, Ben.
Good to talk to you.
George.
Hi,
George.
Ben. Hi,
Pericomo, great choice.
I love that song. It's impossible.
Yeah, he's, you know, there's all kinds of big guys like Frank Sinatra and Andy Williams and everybody, and George Norrie, but I really like Perry Como, too.
Yeah, he does
Ben,
great job.
I'm an older guy. I've been living in Boulder County since 1976, basically.
Nice.
Grew up in Iowa, but anyway, sugar is something I have yet to figure out how to deal with. And also, I've got astigmatism and a little bit of a balance problem that comes and goes. But I don't expect any great miracles or anything, but just wanted to know what you might have to say.
Lots of stuff you could do. Are you on a supplement program now?
I'm taking I just really started. D3, I'm doing about 3,000 IUs every day. And I take lion's mane, the mushroom.
But you're not on a well-rounded nutritional supplement program with all 90 essential nutrients. Doesn't sound like
it. No, I'm not.
All right, get yourself on as soon as possible. That it will add years to your life, number one. It will help you with your astigmatism, number two, and it will help you with your sugar cravings. We crave sugar for a lot of reasons. There's a lot of psychological and emotional reasons why we crave sugar, but one of the reasons we crave sugar is it gives us energy. You can get that same energy by making sure you're using a good nutritional supplement program that features all of the nutrients, and if you're just taking vitamin A and D3, you can throw things off a little bit. And this is very important when people start to kind of cherry-pick different nutrients. You can throw off the balance. This is why the packs that Dr. Wallach developed are so important, because they give you all the nutrients in a perfectly balanced formulation. So I get on the Healthy Star Pack as soon as possible. You'll find that you're going to improve the sugar cravings as well as the astigmatism and even the dizziness a little bit too. Now, another thing that you want to think about for the sugar cravings is hacking into them with more protein, particularly the amino acid glutamine, which you'll find in the TMR shake. And I'm telling you, George, I was talking to Tommy off the air, during the commercial break, the TMR shake is so amazing. Not only does it taste great, not only is it a great form of whey protein, which is one of nature's most important protein, but it also has the amino acids that are super important for helping you get through your sugar cravings. And because it tastes so good, you're not even going to want sugar. Throw a banana in there, do a scoop of the TMR shake. I like the chocolate. Throw a banana in there. And then use some almond milk, some chocolate almond milk. It is so delicious, you're not going to believe it. And it's not only tastes great, but it's also an amazing source of protein, as well as all the other nutrients. And more protein is one of the best ways to hack into your sugar cravings. Last but not least, I would get on the Sweeties product from Youngevity. So while you are eating your sugar, at least you'll have the nutrients to help your body process the sugar. That's the Sweeties with chromium vanadium.
And, Brian, if you missed anything, call the toll-free number. I'll give it to you again, 1-855-949-7234. Ben, why are you and Doc Wallach so high on this I-26?
Because it's so creative, number one. Do you know what it is? You want me to tell you what it is?
Tell me what it is.
It's so amazing. It's an egg powder that comes from eggs that are laid from chickens that have been inoculated with antigens that allows them to stimulate antibodies. Antibodies help fight bacteria. And one of the major causes of these intestinal problems and digestive problems that we were talking about involving what's called leaky gut is a condition called SIBO, S-I-B-O. And almost everybody, and I would venture to say everybody who's dealing with a chronic long-term illness has this. And that includes, by the way, long COVID and chronic Lyme disease. If you have these kinds of chronic conditions that don't resolve, you can backtrack them 100% of the time to a leaky gut, which in turn can be backtracked to the excessive proliferation of bacteria in the small intestine. You know, nature has set up a system where you have a little bit of bacteria in the small intestine, but most of the bacteria in the microbiome are in the large intestine. But because of the way we eat and nutritional deficiencies and digestive health issues like low stomach acid and poor bile secretion and constipation, we end up with bacteria proliferating in the small intestine. And because there's food in the small intestine, these bacteria go crazy. They start to secrete stuff into the bloodstream through the leaky gut, and that's where disease begins. I mean all diseases, and not just diseases, but even things like problems with the menstrual cycle and reproductive issues and infertility can all be, and anxiety for that matter, can all be backtracked to this condition. This hyperimmune egg is the I-26, they call it hyperimmune egg, which comes from the eggs, the chickens that are making these antibodies specifically kill the excess bacteria in the small intestine, leading to a improvement in this condition, the SIBO condition, improvements in leaky gut, and a reduction of toxicity that goes into the bloodstream. And as we were talking earlier, it's this toxicity in the bloodstream, what I call toxemia or dirty blood, that is behind all chronic health challenges following leaky gut and SIBO. And the I-26 is specific for addressing this issue.
I think Doc likes it to fight Parkinson's disease,
absolutely,
too.
You know, that's another thing. Parkinson's is a hideous health challenge, and I've been telling people for years it's an intestinal health crisis because I started, in my pharmacy, I started working with folks at Parkinson's at the level of the intestine, and they would always improve.
They just came out with a study that says Parkinson's may start from the gut.
Exactly. That's what I'm about to tell you. I've been saying this for years. Now they're starting to use, you know what they're doing now for Parkinson's? They're giving, you're going to love this, George, they give fecal transplants.
Oh, geez.
I knew you'd love that. Yeah, that's what they do. Or you're going to love this one, too. Fecal capsules. Because it restores the microbiome. Now, I'm not.
Gross.
I figured you'd like that. So I'm not saying necessarily to do that, but I'm telling you, even the mainstream is now recognizing that Parkinson's is a digestive health issue, an intestinal health issue. I'm telling you, George, don't wait for the medical folks to tell you that these are all related to all these health challenges are related to a leaky gut. Just assume it and address it at that level, and what you'll see is that your symptoms start to improve. And I've been talking about this for decades now. Finally, the mainstream medical model is starting to understand the relationship between foods, digestion, and chronic disease.
Let's go to first-time caller Barbara in Texas. Hey, Barbara.
Hey, Barbara.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm a 75-year-old in very good health, 5'5", 175 pounds. I don't take any medication. My vital signs are all normal. However, I've had COVID twice, once in 2020, got a mild heart murmur after that. I never had it in my life. The second time in 2022, I developed a horrible tinnitus, which is very disturbing to my trying to get some sleep. And I don't know if there's anything to do. The only thing I take by mouth is an essential vitamin with coenzyme Q10 and a whole lot of wonderful
Doc would say osteosporosis of the skull.
Osteoporosis of the skull could very well be. But it's very troubling, ma'am, that you're not on a supplement program at the age of 75. You absolutely need to get on a supplement program. It'll change your life. Get on the. I would start with the Healthy Start Pack if I were you. COVID needs to be related to people get COVID chronically or two or three, and a lot of people get it three, four, five times. It has to be backtracked to an activated immune system, an overloaded immune system, and of course the immune system lives in the digestive system and is transported through the blood. So you're dealing with a digestive and blood condition. The fact that you're not supplementing is good news in a way, because it means that as soon as you supplement, you're going to change your life. And that's one of the great gifts of the human body. The more deficient we are in nutrients, and it's a very good possibility that you're majorly deficient if you're not supplementing, the more deficient we are in nutrients, Barb, the faster our body absorbs those nutrients. Just like a dry sponge will suck up more water than a wet sponge, the more deficient your body is in nutrition, the faster it absorbs them. Get on that Healthy Start Pack as soon as possible and watch what happens. Healthy Start Pack, of course, is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Ultimate EFAs, and the OsteoFX. It contains all your Mighty 90 essential nutrients. You could probably use a few other things. The Ultimate Selenium is very important for building the immune system. OptiZinc is so important for the immune system. That's actually part of the COVID protocol, and you might want to throw those in as well. And if you might want to start looking for, I know you said you were in generally good health, but you might want to start looking for some digestive health issues. And at 5'5 and 175, you might have a little bit of blood sugar issues. And you might want to focus on that, those as well.
Interesting. Text and tweets. What do you have for Ben, Tom?
Hey, Ben, Jason in Atlanta wants to know what he can do for his extreme dry eyes.
Dry eyes, believe it or not, involve...
eye drops.
Not eye drops. Fats. There's a thin layer of fat fats that coat the eye to trap water. And as we age, or as we suffer from nutritional deficiencies or fat malabsorption, that fatty layer starts to become deteriorated and we lose moisture. So getting on the Ultimate EFAs would be recommended. Believe it or not, George, your eyeballs are largely made of hyaluronic acid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so getting yourself on the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack might help as well. That contains hyaluronic acid. And, of course, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine with vitamin C will help you build that connective tissue, and the hyaluronic acid is part of the connective tissue as well.
East of the Rockies, Vaughn's with us now in Beaumont, Texas. Hey, Vaughn, go
Hello.
Ahead.
Hello, how y'all?
Hey, Vaughn.
Yes, I was calling about diabetic glycation reversal. I ran across a few things like aminoguanidine and also allogibrium. I was wondering what do you think of those two?
Well, one of the ways that diabetes causes all the problems it causes is because of this glycation reaction, as you mentioned. In fact, the hemoglobin A1C test that all diabetics have to get is a glycation test to see how fast your hemoglobin is glycating. Just for the listeners, glycation is a sugaring or a caramelizing reaction that occurs between sugar and various tissues in the body, and it's one of the ways we age. And this is why diabetes is associated with kidney disease and amputations and peripheral neuropathies and blindness and eye diseases is because of this glycation issue. In fact, scientists have a very clever term for glycation, or the glycation end products. They call them advanced glycated end products, which, of course, spells out age. Is an acronym for age, and it's now thought today that one of the major causes of aging or accelerated aging is glycation. So anything you could do to prevent glycation is going to be in your interest, and yes, aminoguanidine is one of the things that they use, but much more fundamentally, you need the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, particularly the ones that are in the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, and that includes the Sweeties, and then a really interesting B vitamin that is so important for the blood sugar system that when you are deficient in this nutrient, you start to suffer from all the glycation symptoms that are well known, that diabetics are known to have, and that's vitamin B1, which you'll find in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. So getting yourself on that Healthy Blood Sugar Pack is a must. Of course, keeping your sugar intake down is also going to be very important. And remember, sugar intake is not just sweets. It's also pasta and rice and bread and cereals, all the kinds of foods that break down into sugar, these starchy kinds of foods that break down into sugar quickly. Get yourself on that Healthy Start Pack as soon as possible and keep your sugar intake down as best as you can.
Ben, what does choline do for the body?
Oh, my goodness. That is a massively important vitamin. In fact, that's the most recent vitamin to be discovered, or at least to be designated as a vitamin. It wasn't until the 1990s, I believe. The choline.
Really?
That late? Oh, my. Yeah, it's the most recent vitamin. Most vitamins were discovered in the early part of the 20th century, and then vitamin E, I think, came out, it was discovered in the 1930s or 40s. But then choline came out in the 1990s, and it was determined to be an essential nutrient. Man, is this stuff important. Number one, for the brain. This is one of the reasons why eggs, which are very high in choline, have a reputation for being a brain food. Choline is critical for making a neurotransmitter, brain chemical, called acetylcholine, that's very important for folks who are dealing with mental health issues or cognitive decline issues, especially for older folks. Choline is very important for the digestive system, plays a really important role in the production of bile. It's a very, very powerful anti-aging vitamin. It's important for the liver, important for fat metabolism, and it's one of those you just don't hear a lot about. In fact, you know, Dr. Wallach, he's always on top of these things. He put it in the Synaptive product, and we don't talk a lot about Synaptive, but that's very important for brain health, and it features choline. And then choline also plays a role in the whole methylation process for folks who are dealing with this MTHFR deficiency issue. I take a lot of choline personally. I take almost 3 grams of it every day because it's so important for brain health and the health of the nervous system.
What causes essential tremors?
Lots of things. Inflammation is the first thing I would think about, inflammatory factors in the blood, but it can also be nutritional deficiencies. The B complex are particularly important, the B vitamins, that is, are particularly important for any kind of shaking issue or neural issue. And then, of course, essential fats, because they're responsible for the coating on the nerves. And along the same lines on the coating of the nerves is cholesterol. And I'll tell you what, George, there's no more crazier, more damaging myth in all of medicine than the demonization of this amazingly multifunctional and powerful and important molecule called cholesterol. So making sure you're getting your eggs, getting your organ meats, and getting all your other cholesterol-containing foods is super important. Most of the cholesterol in our body is made in the liver. It doesn't come in from food. Cholesterol can be oxidized by chlorine and water and fluoride and water. So that's a little bit of a problem. And I would venture to say that a lot of the bad rap that cholesterol gets is not due to the cholesterol as much as it's due to the fried cholesterol or the oxidized cholesterol that comes in from oxidizing.
Is that what they call the bad cholesterol?
No, that's not the bad cholesterol. That's the bad cholesterol is a little bit different. In fact, the bad cholesterol is one of the silliest things that doctors say. There's no bad cholesterol and good cholesterol. There's just cholesterol. But they call it bad because it goes into the blood as opposed to getting stored in the liver. The high density or the heavy lipoprotein cholesterol, HDL cholesterol, travels out into the body, and they call that, that goes into the liver. They say that's the good cholesterol, and the bad cholesterol, the LDL, goes out into the blood. But it doesn't really work that way. That's a very infantile way of referring to molecules. As it turns out, so-called bad cholesterol actually is very good for you, very important for the immune system, and it's very important for building cells and building tissues. And people with good HDL levels, so-called good cholesterol, they get heart attacks all the time. So this whole good and bad cholesterol, that's just a bunch of nonsense.
What about statins?
Well, you know, as far as drugs go, there are worse drugs than statins. But really, it's a very silly strategy to try to suppress your body's production of this really important molecule. You know the number one reason why cholesterol goes up, George? It's because we're tricking the body into building. Cholesterol is a very important building substance, and bodybuilders and people recovering from surgery all have high cholesterol because they're building things. So the building machinery is tricked by sugar. When you eat sugar, your cholesterol goes up, and the reason people have elevated cholesterol is because of elevated blood sugar, and it's no accident that diabetes and high cholesterol go hand in hand. You want to drop your cholesterol? Start taking care of your sugar. Use the Sweeties from Youngevity, use the Ultimate Niacin from Youngevity, and lower your blood sugar.
We're coming back with Final Calls with Pharmacist Ben in just a moment. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with final segment with Ben Fuchs, the pharmacist. Ben, are you ready for more calls?
Yes, sir. Ready to go.
Let's go to Gary in Montebello, California. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, George, you got one of the best shows this side of the galaxy.
Well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate that.
And I would like to tell you, I would like to make a suggestion. I wish you would sing a Frank Sinatra song. You put on bumper music. You know, nobody wouldn't even know it's you except people that have been to your seminars.
That might be. Maybe
I'd
do
like
that
to hear
one
you
day.
Say. Okay. And Ben, you're fantastic. All information, jeepers, I wish I could download it in my brain. But I'll tell you, there's one question I have for a friend of mine about glaucoma. Can it be cured with any means?
Well, I don't like the word cure. That sounds kind of magical. I would say reversed. You know, cure is that's not a really appropriate scientific word. But reversed, yes. Anything that the body can reverse itself. The body can turn on a dime if we turn on a dime. There's a few things you want to do. First of all, glaucoma is associated with blood sugar problems. In fact, diabetes and glaucoma are two peas in a pod. Treat glaucoma as a blood sugar problem, first and foremost. And whenever you have a blood sugar problem, oftentimes you got a digestive problem as well, and that's where these two points, what I call in the triangle of disease, come into play, the digestive system and the blood sugar system. So focusing on those are probably the first thing you want to do when you have glaucoma. That would be the healthy blood sugar pack and the healthy digestion pack if you're using longevity products. And interestingly, I don't know if you know this, George, THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, tetrahydrocannabinol, which is a the active ingredient in marijuana, is associated with a drop in intraocular pressure that's associated with glaucoma. So that might be something you want to consider using. Longevity's got a great CBD product called HempFX, which doesn't have any THC in it, but it may help lower intraocular pressure for folks who are dealing with glaucoma. But most importantly, you want to consider it to be a blood sugar problem. Whenever you have a blood sugar problem, you usually have a digestive problem as well.
What do you think of CBD?
For relaxation, for sleep, sometimes for pain relief, it could be very interesting. You know, small fatty molecules like CBD, which is a small fatty molecule, play a very important role in the inflammatory process, in the skin, in the blood, in various organs of the body. So there's a place for it, for sure, for anti-inflammation and for helping people who have anxiety or insomnia or have pain issues, but it's not like it's a nutrient. And I really want to focus, when I talk about health, I always focus on nutrition first, medicine second, and CBD functions as medicine more than it does as nutrition.
Next up, Joe in Boston, Mass. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hi, Ben. I left you a message. Two things. I have rectal and prostate cancer. Now, I don't have the money for all these. I wish Doc would sell some meals and stuff. And the other thing, my friend tried to get Dr. Wallach on the program. He has a podcast, and I guess it was on a Sunday Labor Day. One of the staff was very rude. I'll give you his number later. Maybe you can straighten things out, because he's very disappointed. It's not your fault, but sometimes I guess that happens. It was a new person, I think. But I have rectal and prostate cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, so cancer is interesting because you know, once the body switches into this the growth of tumors and cells start to grow out of control, it's tricky. But it still can be dealt with. I have a textbook in my library called Spontaneous Remissions from Cancer, and it's all about how cancer remits itself. And I have in my files a New York Times article that talks about people getting cancer and cancer disappearing spontaneously, and it can happen. The most important thing to regard that cancer needs to be regarded as is as a duress on the body. And I've talked about this before, but it bears repeating. When a cell is under duress, it will revert back into a primitive way of living, of dividing. So it acts more like a bacteria than an ordinary cell. There's two types of cells. You got old cells, primitive cells, ancient cells. They call them prokaryotes. And these are like bacterial cells, and a cancer cell functions this way. Our advanced cells, the cells that most of the cells in our body, all the cells in the human body, are advanced cells. They're called eukaryotes, and they're very complex, and they do a lot of different things, and they require a lot of energy, and they require a lot of oxygen. And in fact, Dr. Otto Warburg showed back in the 1920s and 1930s that when you rob a cell of oxygen, it becomes cancerous. So you want to consider cancer to be a sign that the body is under major duress, specifically cells are under major duress, and the main strategy for dealing with it is to give the body some love. And by love, I'm talking about nutritional supplementation, quality food, and not a lot of it, and reducing your sugar intake and making sure that you're practicing slow, deep breathing techniques. Even you can even go as far as going into a hyperbaric oxygen chamber to deal with it. But cancer needs to be regarded not as a genetic issue, not as a hereditary issue your mother had and your father had it, so you're going to have it, but as a sign that the body, and specifically the cells in the body, are under major duress from malnourishment, from lack of oxygen, and from toxicity, particularly from sugar. So being kind and loving to the body, practicing caloric restriction, sugar restriction, using nutritional supplements like the Healthy Star Pack and the Sweeties. And there's a nutrient that a gentleman talked about earlier called beta-glucan, which can help you. And Jebby's got a great beta glucan product called Restart Your Life. Fucoid Z, Fucoidin, and there's tons of literature that show that Fucoidin can help folks who are dealing with cancer, so getting on the Fucoid Z can help as well. But for the most part, I want everybody to recognize that cancer is not built into your genes the way they tell you it is. It's a sign of bodily duress, and by relieving that duress through nutritional supplementation, oxygenation, and detoxification, you can take the major steps towards reversing or preventing cancer.
Our final text and tweet for you. What do you have, Tom?
Hey, Ben, Sandra in Rock Springs, Wyoming, wants to know if there's anything she can do for her age spots.
Yes, age spots. Technically, they call that melasma or hyperpigmentation. Now, I should tell you first that there's two kinds of spots that get sort of collapsed, and people misunderstand or confuse the two. One is pigment, which is melanin. And this can be removed by using things like alpha-hydroxy acids and retinol. Also, estrogen problems, the female hormone estrogen, can cause this hyperpigmentation condition. And that is associated with a birth control pill or associated with hormone replacement therapy. And using your Ultimate EFAs and your Zero Fem, these are two longevity products that can help with estrogenic issues that are associated with hyperpigmentation. And also stress hormone, cortisol, is associated with hyperpigmentation. So calming the body down and stabilizing the blood sugar can help. Topically, alpha-hydroxy acids and retinol can help lighten the skin. If you go to a doctor, they'll give you something called hydroquinone, which is very toxic, but it has some benefits. But the second kind of dark spots sometimes get confused with this melanin, and these are almost kind of a yellowish dark spot they call lipofuscin. And this is due to a congestion of the lymphatic system, which is your detoxification system. So using lymphatic drainage strategies, such as lymphatic massage, and dry brushing, and hot and cold plunges, or slow deep breathing, diaphragmatic breathing, helping move the lymphatic system is very important for helping deal with these sort of yellowish dark spots called lipofuscin. And by the way, pigmentation or hyperpigmentation can occur inside the body as well as on the outside of the body, because you got pigment inside the body as much as you do on the outside of the body.
Let's go next to John in Anaheim, California. Hey, John, go ahead, sir.
Hi, John.
Thank you. I want to know about essential gluten, and then I'll ask about some other things afterwards.
I'm sorry, okay. Essential gluten, did you say?
Yes, I've heard about that. Have you?
No, I never heard of essential gluten. I've heard of gluten. Gluten is, as we were talking earlier, is a
right.
plant defense molecule. But essential, when you hear the word essential in nutrition, that means you have to have it in the diet or else you suffer from a disease. And I've never heard of essential gluten. I can't say I know what that means. But gluten itself is a problematic molecule that a lot of folks have issues with, and it can cause all kinds of havoc at the level of the intestine. In fact, there's a disease called celiac disease, which is a gluten intolerance disease, and there are all kinds of skin conditions that can be related to gluten intolerance, as well as autoimmune and immune problems. But I hadn't heard of the term essential gluten.
Nora, what else do you have, John?
I'll talk to you. And then I also have chronic fatigue for about 45 years.
Oh, my
goodness. Neuropathy, itchy eye, and I don't digest fats at all.
I was about to tell you, that's a classic sign of dirty blood, classic signs of toxemia. And that always begins at the level of the gut. You got to get that digestive system under control. Tinnitus is inflammation at the level of the inner ear. That's related. Chronic fatigue syndrome is related. Dirty blood, and you probably have other health issues as well. Because once the blood becomes dirty, that's when you're off to the disease races. When you think about it, the blood is delivering nutrients and oxygen and detoxifying every single cell of the body. So once that blood becomes contaminated and doesn't move as well as it should, and becomes inflamed. You know, the blood is actually a tissue, and it can become inflamed. It starts to dump its toxins off into various parts of the body. This is where immune problems come in. This is where inflammatory problems come in. It can all be backtracked. I want everybody who's listening to this right now to understand, if you got a chronic health condition, you backtrack it to the dirty blood, and you backtrack the dirty blood to leaky gut and SIBO. Work on the level of the intestine. George, this is so simple. It's heartbreaking that we are suffering so much, and all we have to do are these little things like clean the blood, work on the digestive system, make sure you're getting on a good nutritional supplement program. These are tiny little strategies in the whole scope of things, and there's nothing the doctors can do that can come close to dealing to addressing health challenges like nutritional supplementation and lifestyle strategies. Sometimes people ask me, I'm a pharmacist, why am I talking about nutrition? You know what? Nutrition is God's medicine. It's divine medicine. It's nature's medicine. Pharmacy is a way, a pale imitation. Pharmacology and pharmaceuticals are a pale imitation of what God's medicine, the micronutrients, the mighty 90 essential nutrients can do to restore us back to our God-given state of health and give us our God-given 120 years that we all deserve and we all should have.
What's giving him his neuropathy?
Neuropathy is an inflammatory condition. Inflammation is caused by dirty blood. And by the way, when I talk about dirty blood, that includes sugary blood. Dirty blood includes toxicity that's coming in from the intestine and includes elevated blood sugar, and it's no accident that neuropathies and diabetes go hand in hand. And I know folks who have neuropathy, George. I don't know if you've ever had neuropathy, but it is...
No,
miserable.
I have not. Oh. What exactly is it?
It's a burning in the nerves where it feels like your nerves are on fire, and it affects the extremities. They call it peripheral neuropathy. I told this story before. It's very interesting. But vitamin B1 was discovered when it was noticed that people who were deficient in it had peripheral neuropathy. So something as simple as deficiencies in your Beyond in thiamine, vitamin B1, which is in your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, it can cause peripheral neuropathies. And, of course, Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the B vitamins are also important for blood sugar control. So treat it as a blood sugar problem. When you have a blood sugar problem, oftentimes you have this dirty blood condition and the chronic fatigue that this gentleman mentioned, as long as it's nice, tells me there's something going on in the bloodstream, which means the digestive system.
John, call this number in case you missed anything, 1-855-949-7234. West of the Rockies, Carolyn's with us in California. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. It's nice to meet you, George.
And thank you.
I just love listening to Ben. I learn so much.
Thank you.
I'm 72. I've been healthy my whole life.
Sound great.
I take a lot of your supplements.
Nice.
Tangy Tangerine and
nice.
Ultimate EFAs and MSM and glucagel.
Nice.
And I had an MRI for my scoliosis
okay.
in my lumbar region.
Okay.
And they found an ovarian cystic mass.
Okay.
About 8 centimeters.
Okay. Not cancer.
No, they don't think so.
Okay.
They think it's like a watery kind of filling, not a hard substance.
Got it.
But I am hospital phobic, and I do not want to have a surgery, and nobody knows what causes this, and I just wonder.
No, that's pretty much known. There's a condition called PCOS. Have you heard of this? Polycystic ovarian syndrome?
What is that, Ben?
PCOS stands for polycystic ovarian syndrome. Now, you said Carol or Carolyn?
Carolyn.
So Carolyn didn't say she had many cysts. Polycystic ovarian syndrome occurs when you have many cysts. Whenever you have a growth, like a boil or a cyst or a tumor or a nodule, you want to think of blood sugar and estrogen. Estrogen, of course, implies the digestive system, and we're back to the digestive system and the blood sugar system again. So typically, you're going to be dealing with some kind of estrogenic issue. Estrogen is a very important hormone that's made your whole life. The mainstream will tell you that as you get older, you don't make estrogen. Not true. As long as you have body fat, you're making estrogen. Plus, there are all kinds of molecules in cosmetics, and foods, and in plastics that act like estrogens. So they're called xenoestrogens or foreign estrogens. And many of us are suffering from exposure to these xenoestrogens and dealing with cysts. Now, blood sugar is sometimes also involved. So a couple things I would do for you, ma'am, or I suggest for you. Number one, healthy blood sugar pack, so you stabilize the blood sugar. Number two, make sure that you're using your zero fem, which helps stabilize your estrogen. Number three, because there's a very important connection between intestinal and liver and gallbladder health and estrogen, making sure you're focusing on digestive health. Again, like we talked about earlier, do a food diary, look for problem foods, and make sure you're getting your good fats, your ultimate EFAs, and staying away from problematic fats, which can wreak havoc not only on the intestine, but also on the estrogenic system.
Ben, we'll talk to you the end of October.
God bless you, my friend. Good to talk to you again, George. We'll talk to you soon.
You take care of yourself. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for people who are there to help you, give you assistance. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. When we come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast, we shall talk about the afterlife. Don't go away.